Welcome, one and all, to the 2019 Best of Deepu episode of Hack Thought Podcast in celebration of his YKWD Christmas reunion. Deepu, once on the YKWD podcast, has now reunited with them, and in celebration of this, we're releasing a Best of Deepu for all you YKWD fans coming to us. I'm Mike Fallick, talking like a douchehole. I'm the co-host of this podcast, and I never talk like this. Today you'll hear a wonderful mix of Deepu being very funny and me calling him a goddamn dysfunctional idiot from the planet Burger and his little burger brain trying to figure out planet Earth. So please, enjoy Hack Thought Podcast 2019 Christmas New Year's YKWD Best of Edition. Theme song by Freddy Unreal of the Fangers. Coming up, not what's playing right now.
Quick rapid fire topics.
Okay. Space travel. Space exploration. That's what I want to talk
what
about.
What is that? What would be that? I mean, I know the hack thought that I had to correct someone on once was I was watching a movie that involved Spider-Man. And there's an astronaut. Mary Jane, Spider-Man 2, she's going out with an astronaut. And I said, oh, it's so funny. This is such a great plot because he's a real hero and Spider-Man is like a fictional one. And the person was like, what do you mean Spider-Man's not a real hero? And I was like, well, if Spider-Man were real, he, yes, would be a hero. But there is no Spider-Man. It's not even one. So as he's not real, like an astronaut is like a real hero.
Hero?
Do you not think that they're heroes?
See, okay, I guess that can be the argument today. No, they are selfish in so many ways. Selfish.
All right. Okay. This is one of those instances of Batard. Here's the hoisting instructions. Go ahead.
Ooh, look at me. Their whole life, I want to go into space.
That's a Buzz Aldrin quote. Ooh, look at me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm not even going to quote movies. But yeah, I mean. Well,
you're allowed to quote movies as I talked about a plot of a movie that I talked about a real life situation.
No, but you know how to explain things.
You're aware that movies are fictional.
I am aware. I am aware. But I was about to treat it like it's not. So I'm going to just not even use an example. I'm not ready to use movies.
He did get confused.
Yeah, you mentioned a movie. I got to mention it.
He did get confused. He's like, oh, movies are real. Remember this one time that James Bond was an astronaut?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that movie. It's okay. what? Why are they not heroes?
Because it's all about them. I want to be the first guy. On the
no.
I want to. So, it's all about who's the first guy here. Who's the first guy here? It should
it's
be no name.
Not about that.
It should be Rory Gagarin should have his name ripped from history. It should be guy number three.
Did you say Rory? Yuri. Rory. Hi, me, Rory. Russian astronaut. We call it a different crazy Russian thing. Gonna go up there. Pretty excited. Packed a sandwich. What are you talking about?
We kill dogs just to see if we should go up there.
So wait. Should all? This is more about anonymity, which I guess is an interesting hack thought. Why shouldn't they get credit for doing something brave?
No, but it's okay. It is. They do get credit, and it's personal glory. It's all about personal glory.
Yeah. That's okay when you're a hero.
You know what a hero is? You know what a hero is? A hero is a guy.
Comes with white sauce or red sauce.
Damn it. You came up with a better joke.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Damn it.
Swing and a miss. Bob Hope.
You know what a hero is?
A hero
is a firefighter who sacrifices his life to save other lives.
Do cell phones? I don't. Why do I sometimes? It's like civics with a monkey from another planet. Look, Burger Boy, you like calling 911?
Love it. When I need
to. Go look up how cell phones work. You need a quick minute to Google how that works?
No. The pioneering efforts of scientists are to be respected.
Hold on. Do you think this is like a cartoon? And that just what it is that the only people that go up into space are people that, like, they don't just send you up there. You got to know what you're doing. I would say,
I guess,
I would say, in flying in the face of the expression, it is rocket science.
Whoa.
Every time they go up.
Nice.
I'd say anyone who flies a space anything is a rocket scientist.
They've been bringing people up.
Did you not get this? Is this like a real thing that you didn't get?
No, I mean, I get that they know a lot and like they have
their
fields.
But I think that people, I think people genuinely, when I say they're heroes, I think that people react the way you're saying. They're heroes. They're obviously heroes. Any astronaut or cosmonaut or any, not Argonaut, but anyone who goes into space, well, I don't know the Argonauts to some people, but they didn't go into space. If you go into space, I'd say you're a hero. I'm not doing it. I don't want to. I'm not going to. Would you like to know why?
No, because it's going to solidify your argument. It's going to solidify.
I'm scared. Yeah. I'm scared of doing it. I don't want to go. People are like, would you live on Mars, Deepu?
Yes, I would.
I would not, because I am scared of going into space.
Well, you're just scared, and we shouldn't glorify people who are just not scared.
Go become an astronaut.
Dopamine.
Excuse me. Go become an astronaut.
All right.
Then go into space. Build a rocket.
All right. Yeah, no problem. I just don't like...
Do you think it's that easy?
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, you just like blast people up. You just fucking hang on. Yeah. You go to the moon, you fucking touch down, you fucking play some golf, you come back. You're done. Ooh, look at me. I'm in every fucking textbook ever now. Go fuck yourself, Buzz. Go fuck yourself.
That was just a bunch of facts, and then you said go fuck yourself. A bunch of very heroic facts. In which you ended with "go fuck yourself." I respect you trying my style, but it didn't work because all you did was like you were like "ugh," and then they were injecting people with this vaccine and like "ugh, go fuck yourself." Oh, and they went to this third world country, oh, developing nations, and they're like, "oh, they gave them food and water." Fuck you.
Hi, welcome to CVS. Can I help you find something?
I'm looking for lubricant for sexual intercourse. I'm trying to... Oh, me and my spouse like to have very aggressive sexual intercourse. And we're starting to get chafed.
Sir?
Is it down here? You can follow me. I'm going to walk and try and find it.
Okay, yes, but can you keep it down?
I'm walking. Keep up. The issue, you asked me from 15 feet away. The issue is I have sex with men and women, multiple partners.
So oh, my God.
So the big thing here is that we all got dysentery. Oh, that reminds me. Do you have anything to stop diarrhea? Because last week, both my partners experienced a large bout of diarrhea. And so now... they're shitting a lot, and we're using lots of lubricant for the vigorous sex that we're having, but it's forming a sort of papier-mâché between the lubricant and the Gold Bond medicated powder, which is right here. I found it. But this, do you see this Gold, sir?
Yes.
I'm going to keep walking, so keep up. Do you see this Gold Bond medicated powder?
I do,
yep. This treats a symptom. I need something preventative because they keep shitting and shitting. It is a huge issue. I'm so happy you helped me find something and that you shouted across the CVS. Now, where's the lubricant? Because we agreed as a group, as a triplet, that we will not stop having vigorous sex despite the dysentery and all the shitting. So really need any bulk amounts of lubricant for my vigorous sex with multiple male and female and in-between gender
aisle
people.
Aisle 6 has it. It's right next to the condoms. I need to unlock it for you, so let's go over there.
You need to unlock it? Okay, you unlock it, and I'm going to go keep shopping for other stuff. Now let's focus on the shitting while you're unlocking. What's going to stop the shitting? Now remember, son. Son, listen. I need the largest thing of lubricant. And you might have to help me get the little top off because I can never do it. I always forget. It's that whatever those things that they used to have on the plastic Snapples. Remember that?
I do.
They don't have those anymore on the Snapples, but they have them on the lube.
Yeah, you know, you want to have fresh product. But okay,
fresh
so the diary
is a Snapple. That's not gonna be fresh anyway.
Yeah,
I see lots of products here to let you shit. I see laxative for women. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not really sure why a woman's anus would be different than a man's. I'm gonna buy one. Well, oh, I forgot. Forgetful me, they are shitting. I need to get them to stop shitting. So is there things that for women to get them to stop shitting that's different than the way men... That, I see there's two laxatives, one for women, one for men. That's good marketing so that women feel alienated. I like that.
I remember thinking once, like, oh, thank God this lip is here. It's preventing mice, perhaps, from jumping into... Oh, no, ants. Oh, that's what it is. Ants. Ants can't climb upwards at that sharp angle up the lip of a plate. That's why they're shaped like that. Maybe. But bowls are also equally protective. I get that, too. But yes, ants.
What do I say here?
Yeah.
What is... No, this is a soliloquy. What is his conception of ants? What is... If I make fun of him, then I feel like, did he grow up in some horrible situation where his family was like fighting off ants at all times? Like, there's a chance that that's true. And that's why someone forms an opinion like, thank God, by the way, was his words. Thank God this lip is here because the ants cannot navigate it until they figure out ceiling descents. Like, there's a chance that he's made that this experience is him, like, as a child, like, living in essentially, like, possibly amongst ants underground, and that, like, he had to live with ants and they would eat everything. So do I ask him how often he's had, is he going to talk about a traumatic experience with ants?
This is not childhood. I'll tell you that right now.
What do I even, oh, it's even worse. I have no idea what to say to him in these scenarios. And I know a lot of times people go, oh, Mike's eloquent. No, I'm not. What do I say to somebody if I didn't have you audience to do this soliloquy to? Who would I explain? Thank God the lip of this plate is here because ants can't navigate it. So the scenario is at minimum that one ant was doing it. And that, what was in the plate? That he was like, thank God plates are designed this way. God. You guys know who God is, right? God. Thank God this one ant couldn't get in. What was on the plate is the first question. And then the other, if it's a lot of ants, what was still on the plate, thank God? What was on the plate? So he's either was starving, living amongst ants, or like insane. And he thought that the thing on the plate, either insane or insanely pressured, that the thing on the plate was so important that even if it was food, like one ant touches it, I would never, you can eat ants.
What do you want?
Okay.
Sorry, I got out of character there for a moment because strawberry Pop-Tarts. Anyway. Anyway,
oh,
I'm
by
checking
the way,
you
sidebar,
out.
Beep. Sidebar, you're sidebar. The only person
approach,
who could ever
approach the bench. Approach the bench.
You're the only
I'm the
person.
I'm the bit judge. Yes, counsel, what is it?
Yes. Okay. Bit judge. This is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Strawberry Pop-Tarts are the most popular Pop-Tart flavor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Mr. Gill, please, you know, I knew you wouldn't have an outburst like that when you were standing in front of the whole courtroom. Please listen to me at my bench. As I've told you before, you have no fucking evidence of that. You just made that up. And I've warned you in the past, in bits, you can't just make up statistics. Considering you own several computers, one of which lives in your little pocket, you could Google it any time. You want to Google that, see what the most popular flavor of strawberries?
I could Google it, or I could just tell you it's the longest standing flavor in the Pop-Tart brand, which I do know.
Again, do you actually know that?
It was their first flavor.
Do you actually know that?
I do know that.
Do you actually know that?
Yes.
Mr. Gill, I'm going to get disbarred soon, so this doesn't really matter. I'll bet you $100 you're fucking wrong.
Well, in this hypothetical universe.
It's not hypothetical. I am the bit judge. I'll bet you $100 that you're wrong. Now, let me say this. If you think you're so right, you better take that bet right away.
Nah, I mean...
Nah.
I don't... I was raised...
So, Mr. Gill, if you're going to make shit up, if you're going to... Also, let me ask you a question, Mr. Hack Thought. Why? Uh-huh. Here's a hack thought. Why does it have to be popular to be good? Has one heard of sea urchin? Sea urchin's roe? Quite an unpopular food. Loved amongst the people who love it. Excuse me, why does it have to be popular to be good, Mr. Gill?
Dude, you're such a good judge, man.
Mr. Gill, tell me why it has to be. Like... I'm not going to listen to your objection. It's as we say in the law profession, it's horse smegma, and I'm not going to hear it. Okay? So if you want to approach, I'm fine to do this, but I'm not going to have an outburst like that during this bit. Is that fine with you?
Pop-Tarts originally started
Sir, I will hold you in contempt and then hold you in my arms. Do you want me to cradle you and cry? That's what I want to do. Now, if you're not prepared to have that happen to you, if you're not prepared, Mr. Gill, and you can ask for a continuance to get this Pop-Tart, and you can bring in a Pop-Tart expert. Otherwise, it's spurious. Otherwise, it's simply you conjecturing. You know, more than
actually,
conjecture. It's inventing
arguments. I'd like to phone
arguments.
A friend.
Okay.
I'd like to phone a friend.
Okay.
The
you
owner.
Wanna, you want to phone a friend. And I understand that this voice is a little bit Regis-y, so we're going to try and get it there over the course of the bit. You want to phone a friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
I'm actually good friends with the nephew of the CEO of Pop-Tarts.
Steven Pop-Tarts. We've got him. That's one of your contacts. You're friends with him.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and use AT&T Wireless to see if Steven is on the line. I'm going to put that call through for you.
Hello,
Steven!
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hello, the Hulk, also known as Steven Pop-Tarts. This is Regis Philbin. I'm really trying
to get... Oh, wow. I thought you were dead. I thought you were fucking dead like 8 years ago.
Nope, Don Rickles is dead. And I'll tell you something. Tell you something, Stevie. Your friend here's in trouble. Not only is my good friend, lifetime friend Tom Rickles, not going to be playing Mr. Potato Head in the new Toy Story, which no one on the internet is writing about my good friend Tom. All comedians should be protesting that movie. Let me tell you something. He's in a bit of trouble here. We've got a question here. You're gonna hear him now. You're gonna hear Gil now. Gil, go ahead and answer the question. Steven, can you hear him?
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you, so if the audio guy's good, then the audio guy's good.
Well, but it's still... Okay. Gil, go ahead and tell Steven the question. You have 1 minute
All right,
on
Steve.
The clock.
All right, Steve, I don't know if you remember
you
me.
By AT&T Wireless. When you right, think Steve. Letters,
oh
think
my
AT&T,
God.
And then think wireless.
All right, you Steve.
Mr. Gil, this program is brought to you by lots of advertisements.
I love the summer because...
Why?
I hate the cold. I like having flexibility.
So I assume in the summer you have no air conditioning on. You spend all your time outside. Permission to treat the witness as hostile. You make your house hotter.
No, I don't. I make it a little colder. A little colder.
Court recognizes that this witness has said he doesn't make his house hotter in the summer. We would like a mistrial.
Okay, so hold on. Just because I like a little AC means I want to live in the AC? Is that what that means? It means
you
I
don't,
have to...
You don't.
I have
like
to live in minus
hotter.
12?
You don't. I'm cutting this argument off at the pass. You don't, and no one likes it hotter.
Okay, yeah, that I'll agree with. No one says in the summer, I need some heat. I need to turn it up a little bit. That's true. Unless it's a cold day. In which case, you want to put your legs on the stove or something. I get that. You were saying?
No, you were saying. You were saying. I don't know how you wriggled out of that one, but you were saying, I don't like the cold weather. So explain to me your use of air conditioning.
All right, well, instead of explaining that, I'm going to just tell you, I don't like the cold. I don't like how I have to put on fucking socks to go outside to take to bring the garbage cans back in.
You're going out barefoot to play with garbage? Well, you're
no.
not even doing anything exciting. That was so lame. At least somebody who's like, yeah, I like to have my feet on the grass and feel the spring at my balls, or whatever people say. You're like taking the trash out? Put some shoes on.
No, I mean, or I could have sandals. It's nice to have sandals on in the summer. You just slip
yeah,
them on.
That's what's
outside.
Real fun about taking the trash out. Is digital exposure of your feet. That's a big thing for me when I take the trash. Why are we making the trash fun?
I mean, okay. I guess some errands are harder in different parts of the year.
And you, this, and your point of view is actually like really biased against like people who can't afford.
Really?
Yeah, it's like really offensive to people who can't afford heat in like this climate. Oh, you got me.
Oh, I got you.
Oh no,
damn son of a.
Have you not heard of city housing and how they're cold and they don't like it? Do you tell them to enjoy it?
In your opinion, sir. In your opinion, sir, first of all, let us ignore the fact that those same city housings, I don't want to get into a discussion of what is right and what is wrong for a society to provide to people. Should a government give its people pizza rolls or bagel bites? Who are we? What would the founding fathers say? No? Do any apartments for anyone less than really fucking loaded come with central air? No! No! So your argument holds no water in this court! They also don't get air conditioning. They're fucked. Yeah, there are some people that get fucked by the system, but all the weather is fucking them equally.
I disagree. I think the winter.
How can you disagree? Okay, first of all, you are, listen, Mahatma, you don't represent the lower people here. I'm asking about you. What are you doing for the poor? Hold on. In the last episode, you compared yourself to Jesus, and now you're trying to help them with their because they're freezing in the street. What the fuck are you doing?
I fucking pay my taxes.
I hate when people do this. What are you doing?
I pay my taxes, which helps them.
What are you doing? You're trying to uphold the plight of the unheated in this place. And what do you do for them?
What
are you doing for them? Seriously.
I sympathize.
That is bullshit.
I'm talking about them on my podcast.
Dude, if that was a thing, there would be no urinals anywhere in the world, okay? It's not working. That's actually kind of a hack thought before we go on. You don't think this is important, right? That's like a serious thing we need to talk about, DP. You don't think we're not doing like God's work here.
Well, that's news to me. I felt like we were...
I one time yelled at you about mustard for like a while. You don't think this is like, we get shot in the head right now, everything will be fine.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it'll be fine, but
no,
it can't be
don't
great.
Don't say, you need to like deal with that reality because you are not helping the poor. There's nobody on here being like, well, he mentioned it to Mike. Mike, the heat miser from that stop motion movie will now come here and use his Johnny Flame powers to give us heat. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous. You, sir, can only answer for you. Okay? Not societally. Why do you like the summer?
I like the summer because that is when nature thrives. I love seeing nature
you're
thrive.
Talking about how people get a little bit more horny in the summer.
No. Talking about how plants grow.
Well, that was your only argument. People getting real horny in the summer was the only thing I would have accepted as a reason to enjoy the summer. You lost that. You conceded that evidence. So... what's your thing, that things grow in the summer? Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, I mean, I love seeing a tree have new leaves. I love seeing grass fucking thriving.
People of the podcast audience, allow me to introduce our first piece of evidence against this, what is certainly a scrupulous and balsamically glazed argument. Mr. Gill...
yes.
Do you possess? Don't do my voice. Do this.
Sorry.
Don't do my voice. I chose a voice, and I'm going to steal it from him. Mr. Gill. Snap suspenders. Mr. Gill. Do you own even a single goddamn houseplant?
Yes.
Your Honor, the court recognizes that this goddamn asshole has come up here saying he likes watching things grow. They quite frankly sell houseplants in Walgreens next to the toothbrushes you see on TV with the Spider-Man on top of them. Now, sir, you haven't bothered to buy a houseplant.
Well, must I own houseplants to enjoy watching them grow?
Yeah, you do. You do.
No,
if you're so crazed at seeing things grow, I would consider you to spend $3 on a houseplant. Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Wait, no.
sentence that should start every single paragraph out of your mouth.
Neatness.
Neatness.
Organization. Okay. Organization. Neatness.
So, let's just add any other thoughts we have about organization right now.
I think people take it too far. People are like, oh, everything has to be in a little corner. Everything has to be in an organized little spot. Why can't we just shove shit into areas and know and remember where it was?
You know why we can't do that.
I don't know. I keep my toothbrush in my fridge. Why can't I?
Well, of course, that was my idea. You need to be able to find shit, Deepu.
Yeah, but it's also good to like test your memory and be like, oh, I remember. Or it's also good for robbers, prevents robberies. Because if they look for their TV and they're like, where the fuck is it? And it's like under the dining table, they may never find it and you get to keep your shit.
So then what is your life? Just picking things up and hiding them and like dragging them around and constantly looking for things?
I'm eating in the bathroom.
You know what you should
I'm
do
sleeping
next
in
time?
The, yep, yep.
Next time you lose your keys, start a timer. You will see how quickly you get angry. Like, you want to think the time you spend looking for your keys is like, well, surely I've been looking for them for 3 days. And it's like 22 seconds. Like, the time that it takes for me to want to kill every person on planet Earth when I can't find my keys is so short.
I was there a week ago, and I totally get it. But, you know, you should also just have a perfect memory. You should just have a photographic memory of where everything was. That's what I believe. And I also keep my dishes in the bedroom.
So your issue is again, this is not answering the question in typical Deepu fashion. Is what? What's the problem with I keep my clothing in a drawer?
Well, okay. Here's my beef. Okay. The organization business is a $80 trillion industry.
This is about big
shelf. Big shelf.
Big shelf.
Yeah. I'm sick of them getting all the shelf money, all the organization dollar, when you could just have everything on the floor in different spots and just make your own shelves. Crude ones.
I mean, I'm not against it, to be honest. Like, like burlap sacks would be a fun way to keep stuff.
Love a sack.
Sort of in a very eerie, almost... like slaughterhouse way, having like sacks of potato bags just suspended from your ceilings. There is something appealing to me about that. There is something appealing to me, I'll say this, about uniformity in keeping stuff. Like, yep. I do like the idea of what you're saying is like, if we just started using potato sacks, I am kind of in favor of that, I think a little.
Totally.
Do you get annoyed? Is that as well as you get annoyed if you have to buy a bookshelf or something?
Oh yeah. Well, I would never buy a bookshelf. I would never buy a shelf designed for
books. First of all, yeah. You should have given a better example. But like, I don't know. What are people keeping? I just moved all my fucking books here. It's too many books.
Ooh, look at me! I have books.
Much. No,
look
it was traumatizing. Oh. What are people keeping? Like, what do people have? Towels? Like, clothing. Okay. Mm-hmm. How much clothing do people own?
I mean, I feel like it's people's most heavy
possession.
Honestly,
I think the hack thought I'm walking away from this with is not necessarily that there's a problem with organization, but do people own enough stuff that organizing is like a thing in their life?
I think people have...
That's my genuine question.
I think people have more compartments than they need. Way more compartments. I know I do. I got empty drawers. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this yet. I got to invent more hobbies just to fill this fucking drawer.
Well, that's what I think in the reverse is like, you have a hobby. Like if you collect video games, like, yeah, you need a place to keep your video games.
Sure.
You collect books. You need a place you don't read. So you're not understanding that whole thing. But a lot of people have Kindles and eBooks and audiobooks available on your phone and audibletrial.com/go to hell. But like, tools, if you have tools, if that's your hobby, or if you fix your house.
Put them
yourself.
In the corner. Just put everything in the corner. Just put
under
it in
the kitchen sink is an organizational place that, I'll be honest, I started yelling at my TV today.
Why is that?
Why is that where we put the pipes? You look at, like, there's this image of plumbers bending over or laying under sinks. Why? Because you need to put stuff right near a potentially leaky pipe? Is that really like what the thing is here? Is that it has to be? Why these poor plumbers have to lean on their backs and bend over? It's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, everything.
You think
just,
at least one plumber would be in there? Like I can't do anything without somebody trying to pitch me on an upgrade. You think at least one plumber would be like, look, just put the pipes above, because like this is terrible to go under here.
Well, I mean, that would also involve like inventing a new pipe system, but. I like that idea. Just having pipes at a waist height, just going around. Kind of bump into them. You could feel how cold your water is that day.
See, but you're the reason. See, you're the problem in the world. You're the problem in the world. You want to get rid of too much organization, but you're not willing to sacrifice under the sink. Get rid of the space under the sink. Look at you hanging on to the vestiges of organization.
No, I'm fine with ditching the under the sink area. I'm fine with that.
Well, then it doesn't have to be ridiculous. You don't have to make fun of it.
Oh.
It's there.
I have a weird way of expressing myself. I have a weird way of expressing.
Get rid of it.
Einstein, I'm quoting Einstein here, a direct quote from Einstein.
Oh, God damn it. You know this isn't going to be a real quote.
Oh, this is totally a quote.
I really can't do this on the show. I really can't be at the point where I'm checking these corrections. Could you please not incorrectly quote Einstein? Seriously.
Do I have to do an exact quote? I can't like do a paraphrase?
Why don't you just say how you feel?
Okay.
And not definitely misquote Einstein. Because a lot of people quote Einstein, and a lot of what he said was mostly about math. And so a lot of people get these quotes, and it's never like, well, if you add 642,000 to the speed of one molecule, it's never that. So I always have I'm always really suspicious of Einstein quotes.
Well,
it's never like, integers should be included on calculators. It's never like that. It's always like, the sandwiches of the world will make us into one crazy party. Like, it's always fake.
Okay, well, theologians...
And everyone forgets to do the German accent. Crazy German.
Theologians through time have said that a messy desk...
You don't
desk-
think Einstein... Do you think Einstein is a theologian? Do you think Einstein... Because this show shuts down right now. Oh, that's so concerning, your silence.
Hey, Google, what's a theologian?
You are a moron. Stop.
It sounds like
done.
A smart guy.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. You don't get to say anything else.